It is November 2nd, 2012, day two of the Virginia Film Festival in lovely Charlottesville, Virginia. This is Sean McCord. I am in the Main Street Arena, where you can come by and get your tickets and your schedules and your programs and everything else related to the Virginia Film Festival. And I have the honor of talking with filmmaker Joseph Wendell today, who is the director of Antihero. Is that Antihero or Antihero?
Well, I guess either one would be correct. I say Antihero, but
there we go.
I'm not pronunciation police.
At Antihero, which screens Friday tonight, 9:30 p.m. at Newcomb Hall Theater. And from the description, Joseph, this sounds like a superhero psychic crime thriller buddy movie for the slacker generation.
Yeah, you nailed it. I would emphasize the words slacker and buddy movie. It is a superhero origin story, but an unusual one at that, because his superpower is a mild psychic feeling, and I mean, there's not much you can do with that.
Kind of like a spider sense.
It's like spider senses, except specific. He knows where stuff is. Like, if you lost your keys, he would find them. And if he's walking down the street and there are three houses in front of them, he knows which one is empty. And so, being a petty thief, that's helpful. And so the movie, much of the movie is he and his friend goofing off and stealing stuff. But by virtue of being out and about, and because of his powers, they often end up as accidental heroes. They were just at the right place at the right time, or wrong place at right time. And so they're reluctant heroes. They sort of fall into it until eventually their thieving ways catch up with them. And then they're given an opportunity to finally do something for good intentionally.
Well, I got to say, I've been speaking to a lot of people this weekend, and this title keeps coming up. People keep saying, you know, I want to go see that film. So which screens tonight, Friday, 9:30 p.m. at the Newcomb Hall Theater. So you're the director.
I am.
Tell us how you got involved in the project.
Well, I mean, it was my brainchild. I produced it. I wrote it. I mean, it's a
my listing here in the program falls far short. You're the producer.
I mean, if you look in the IMDb
director.
Credits, it is. I mean, this is one of those movies where, you know, I couldn't list all of the credits that I did, because I would just get tired of seeing my name on there. I mean, it's a very low budget affair.
Your baby, yeah.
Do it yourself kind of thing. I got involved with it basically because I wanted to see, what could I pull off. And obviously, I'm hoping this opens doors to bigger things and makes filmmakers and actors and actresses want to work with me in the future.
Is this your first feature film?
This is my first feature. Self-financed, production budget $5,000, post-production about $5,000 for production and $5,000 for post. Most of that went to actors and my one crew member. For production, of course, and then the majority of post went to music, and I'm happy with it. You know, I mean, it's you can see when you watch the film that it's a low budget affair. I mean, it doesn't look or feel like a Hollywood movie,
right?
But in my opinion, I think it's a really fun time, and I had a lot of fun making it, and you know, I hope people do come out to see it tonight.
Well, so tell me about your background as a filmmaker. Who told
sure.
you that you could make films?
Well, it started during my formal education. I have a degree in anthropology, and undergrad, bachelor's, you just sort of take anthropology in general. You don't have an area of specialization at that level.
Okay.
But if you were to say what I specialized in, it was visual anthropology, which is a fancy word for making documentaries about people.
Okay.
So I first started learning filmmaking in college, making short documentaries. I ended up TAing a couple of classes.
And where'd you go to school?
Central Washington University.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I didn't do any filmmaking for quite a few years. I focused all of my artistic endeavors on music for many years. And it wasn't until, sort of by accident, I got into narrative filmmaking. I was at the University of Memphis for their audio engineering program, and they had a prerequisite they required all audio engineers to take a filmmaking class.
Good idea.
Because, they want you to be able to sync music videos, etc.
Right.
And it was narrative filmmaking. It was the introduction to film and cinema. I looked at the syllabus, and it was stuff that I already took and understood from my experience in anthropology.
Mm-hmm.
It was all basic editing, etc. And so I asked permission of the teacher to let me into the intermediate class, which was supposed to be for film students only. Thankfully, he said yes. And in that class, I had so much fun, and I made a short film that to this day I'm proud of it. And there was no looking back. Once it was that class and the experience in it where I decided, okay, as an artist, my main thing now is I'm a filmmaker. And I've just since then been working on practicing my craft and, learning as much as I can and getting better at it.
Now, you said you're also a musician. Did you do the music for the film as well?
No. I hired a pair of composers in Richmond, really talented guys. I was really lucky to get them, to be honest, because they now are, they're working on major projects that you will see on TV, like commercials and whatnot. And I don't just mean local TV in Richmond. These guys at Songwire Studios are really doing great. And
give them a shout out.
Yeah, they Songwire Studios, Richmond, Virginia. They composed an original score. They did an excellent job with it. And then 4 or 5 songs, I purchased on the there are royalty free websites that sell music. And so the music in the movie is a combination of both. Mostly original score, but also some purchased off the internet.
This is very much a do-it-yourself project. Now, tell me about casting. How did you find your actors?
That was my favorite part. It was 100% referral.
Mm-hmm.
People I knew and had worked with who I had some experiences, good and bad, in, this $0 budget filmmaking world that led me to believe that I should just trust actors who I've worked with, who I've had positive experiences with, to say, hey, introduce me to your friends, because, birds of a feather flock together.
Right.
And so, and it was actually a short film I was part in. I produced and edited and cinematography for a 48-hour film project titled Birds of a Feather.
Mm.
That I had such a great experience with the actors in that movie that when it came time to cast Antihero, I just asked them, hey, introduce me to your friends. And I told Ryan Asher is who I was referred to. She was the casting director for this movie. And she and I sat down and discussed all of the roles. And, she recommended whom she thought would do best in each role, and she nailed it. So it was 100% just friends of friends.
Excellent. And all from the Richmond area. You're in Richmond now.
Yes.
You're a Virginia resident. Is this the first festival you brought this to? Are you sure?
No, this is actually the end of my festival run.
Okay.
It's played in about 5, and it's picked up a couple awards and nominations. It got Best Feature Film in the Columbia Gorge International Film Fest just outside of Portland.
Mm-hmm.
A couple others. It's been nominated for acting and best local movie, and et cetera. But this is the end of it. This is my final film festival showing, and I'm very happy to do it near home and on a college campus.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Virginia Film Festival before?
This is my first time.
Oh, what do you think? Yeah.
Well, I just got here about half an hour
ago.
You
did?
Yeah,
okay, you just walked in the door.
Yeah, I just picked up my badge and my program guide, and I'm looking forward to catching a couple movies before going to my screening tonight.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Antihero, which screens tonight at 9:30 in Newcomb Hall Theater. Other than, of course, that film, what else are you interested in seeing tonight or this weekend?
I'll be frank. I just picked up the schedule, and so I was just looking over it right now.
Okay.
There is this documentary, I believe, starts in a few minutes or a couple hours. I can't recall the name, but it was about a kids learning to hunt.
Right.
That one looks really cool. There's another movie that I don't think my schedule is going to allow me to see, but Fat Kid Rules the World looks really cool.
Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what, oh, you know, I might be able to make
what's
that.
What's next with Anti-Hero? Are you shopping it around or hoping to find a distributor?
My main thing with Anti-Hero, as crazy as it sounds, they had the motivation to make money off this movie. It is from, I mean, it'd be nice if I could, yeah. Obviously. But my main motivation has always been and is just to get my name out there and hopefully my actors as well. Which, by the way, one of the actors, Joe Carlson, is in Lincoln. Comes out next week. Yeah, and not just a minor role, but he actually has a real part. And so I can't wait to see him in that. And actually, a few other people have smaller roles from this movie are in Lincoln, mm-hmm. Which was shot in Richmond, of course.
Yeah, there were a number of Charlottesville actors.
Yeah, and
in
so
as well.
The main thing to answer your question is I want people to see it. And so to that end, I would really like to get it up on Netflix.
Well, do you have a website or something you've created where people can find out more?
So the website for the movie is antihero-movie.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you also would be doing myself and all of the actors a huge favor if you went to your Netflix account and did a search for the movie, and then you will find a Netflix page. Now, it's not available on Netflix, but if you choose to save this movie,
yes,
that actually will help me get it on Netflix.
Excellent.
And so if anyone listening takes, 60 seconds out of your time and just go to Netflix, save the movie, I would be eternally grateful.
All right. Yeah. The movie is Anti-Hero or Anti-Hero. Screens tonight, Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Newcomb Hall Theater. I've been talking to the director, Joseph Wendell. You can find out more about the movie at antihero-movie.com. Put it on your Netflix queue. Joseph, thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much.
And enjoy the rest of the Virginia Film Festival.
Thank you.